Moncrief on News Talk.
Are your shoes hurting you? It could be that you're wearing the wrong size, which in turn can do damage. According to a UK survey, one in three people are wearing the wrong size shoes. Niall Donoghue is a podiatrist from the Cure Spa Clinic in Goatsdown in Dublin. Afternoon, Niall.
How are you, Sean?
If you're wearing the wrong size shoes, Niall, what kind of damage can you do to yourself?
Oh, well, you can do a lot. So many of the patients that come through the door, they're simply just wearing the wrong size shoes, usually too small. So they go in and they'll buy a pair of shoes and they'll feel fantastic. But it's after a while, those problems will begin to occur. All sorts of problems, Sean. Everything from ingrown toenails to calluses, you name it.
Yeah, can it do things like affect, if you do it continuously, it can affect other parts of your body, your posture or your back or that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, if your feet are uncomfortable and you have to go a distance or walk anywhere like that, anywhere, you're going to compensate. So you'll lean on another section of your body and you'll try to offload that painful corn that's on the first metatarsal head or something like that. So that can entail trigger something else. You might get a sore knee out of it, or, you know, your quads might get sore, your lower back.
Yeah. Is it, in your experience, is it more men than women than men, or is it fairly equally divided, the damage?
Well, you're going to get me in trouble. I would say, you know, I'd have to lean on the side of the ladies on that one, Sean. Yeah. Guilty. But we get our fair share of men coming in with shoes that are too small also.
Yeah. So when we say the wrong size, now obviously we kind of, when you get a shoe size, does that just refer to the length of the shoe, not the width of the shoe?
Well, the width is really important. The width or the toe box is really important. Essentially where your toes fit. You should be able to move your toes up and down and almost splay them from side to side. That's a pretty good indicator that the shoe is fitting you well. But if your toes are really locked down and they're all congested and you can't move them at all, chances are that shoe is just too small. And if you go up a size, you're going to avail of the extra width or the depth in that bigger shoe size.
Yeah. Is the stiffness of the shoe a factor?
It is. I mean, it's the jury's kind of out on these minimalistic shoes, and that, you know, you'll get a pair of shoes that you can literally fold up and put inside your pocket. Now, they can be suitable for certain patients, but if you have some sort of foot deformity or foot pathology or something like that, or if you've got some sort of foot pain, I generally advise patients just to steer clear of them while they're in the uncomfortable phase. You know, that's not to say that they can never wear them, but I would probably encourage somebody to have more of a stiffer sole, something that's kind of difficult to bend and twist. It should have a good steady heel counter so that the heel fits down nicely into it.
Yeah. And when somebody buys a pair of shoes and say they're size 5 or whatever, is that uniform? Is size 5 always size 5, or can that vary depending on what kind of shoes you buy or where you buy them from?
Yeah, they vary. They do. They vary from brand to brand. And so yeah, it's not one, to pardon the pun, it's not one size fits all. It's very different.
Yeah, crikey. Niall, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Niall Donoghue there, a podiatrist from Cure Spa Clinic in Goatsdown in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.